everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Cameron, with my co-host, Rod, 100% more Rod.
Hey, nice to be here. It's been so long.
Yes, we were not here last week, but I'm going to tell you this. The Monday being off fucked me up because Roger would tell you Tuesday I walked out the room and I was like, okay, are we ready to do it? He was like, no, Karen, no. And actually today is Tuesday. You're a whole day off. I was like, shit. I was just messed up all week long.
You know what? I had the opposite of it. Every once in a while, like that happens. And sometimes you get the treat of the opposite. On Saturday, I kept thinking it was Sunday. And then I was like, holy shit, I have a whole nother day to fuck around.
Yay!
It's like I won something. Yeah.
Just playing tricks on your own mind. Mm-hmm. We're not alone. Hopefully you guys have heard the voices. Keith and Hemda are here also. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I got a whole nother day off. I'm great.
Yeah.
How was your vacation, your week off?
It was so good that it's hard to report anything, you know, yes. Like, what do you tell someone? Like, it's just like everything was very mellow and lovely and outdoorsy and camps and, you know, campsites and firewood. And, you know, the only thing that we struggled with was a raccoon and we shared that story. But everything else is just tiring ourselves out with nature and it's just glorious. And you know what? There's something about it. And we live in a concrete jungle, as one might say. But just being around trees, all of a sudden things change. Amazing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that. That's not funny.
I do. Like, maybe I'm the boring one. People are like, I just have a regular boring ass life. I'm like, tell me more.
Right.
You know,
how'd you do it?
They're like, nothing exciting happened, you know. And see, you tell the truth. Unlike Newsy says nothing exciting happens, right. And then goes to tell you how he got shot at and sucked the dick all at the same time. You're like, how is this even possible, sir?
Next time y'all do Q&A, y'all should do that to him. Well, he's like, oh, hey, how was your week? And he's like, oh, nothing. I had an orgy.
And we'll just go, boring. All right, let's get into the meat. Come on.
My week was catching up on TV shows. And do you guys feel like sometimes it's work? Obviously, you don't have to do
yes.
it. But goddamn, just we get it, Barry. Get your shit together.
Jesus
God.
Christ, Barry.
Yes, I've been trying. Yes. Barry. Oh, Barry, you are a murderer. Stand up for yourself.
Right?
Holy shit, Barry.
This the real MVP of that show is NoHo Hank. Right. Mm-hmm. Like that's the main person that when they come on screen, I'm like, oh, let's go. We got some comedy coming. Barry's too stressed out for me for a guy who kills people. It's like, right? Bro, you got to relax.
And then and then I got to finish Stranger Things only for them to go more episodes coming in July. I'm like, I'm not having fun.
Yes.
I'm so deep into it. These kids, surprise, surprise. They still don't die. That's fun. And a horror right. that's going on season 18.
And it's like, that's the new thing everyone does. It's like the final season. And you're like, oh, no, the final season. I love this thing, but it's got to end. But I've been watching so long. It's time for it to end. So let's go. Yeah. And then they're like, part one of seven.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I watch a lot of TVs. Attack on Titans. Like so many shows have done that where they split the final season into like two. I'm assuming that must be the thing to do.
Walking Dead switched it into 3 8 episode things.
Yes, they did.
For one final season. It's going to take a year and a half.
Stupid.
That used to just be three seasons. You can't trick me.
Yeah, it's because they know the story sucks, or they would have made because they love to brag how many seasons they have, but you can't go, nothing happened in season 4 of Stranger Things. Oh, you don't know yet. There's 2 more episodes coming later, like weirdos. Okay, fuck off.
At this point, I honestly respect the final season of Game of Thrones now
because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they just ripped the band-aid off. They're like, this right. is what's going to happen. We're not adding any extra episodes. Mm-mm. If you didn't like it, that's fine. That's all we had to say. Fuck you and goodbye.
They went old school.
Yes.
They
yes.
just went,
like, yep, it sucked. All right, bye.
Yeah. The cripple kid wins. Okay. The end.
The end. You happy? Nope. No one's happy. Good. We're out.
Good. We don't care. We got our money. We cashed those checks a while ago, people. So I don't blame them. Oh, I wanted to talk about, and I know this might sound mundane going back to boring ass week.
Excellent.
yesterday.
In relation, speaking of boring ass, listen to this.
Because you know what people love on podcasts? Boring podcasts.
Listen, my non-mundane, regular ass shit life.
Last week will be how our week went well, and then Q&A will be like, what the fuck happened?
Yes. We're almost like the opposites of each other.
Also, yes. Don't worry about it. Anytime I say something good happens, you know something bad's going to happen. We can't just stay in. We're good. It happens. You got to be happy, sad, all of the
yes.
things.
Oh, they have to balance each other out.
This 17 years has been one season. So don't worry. You'll see.
I do want to do that. I do want to do that to the audience one time and just like 2,500 episodes in and be like, just on a random end of an episode. Well, and that's the end of season one of the Black Guy with Tips. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back in 10 years. Seems about right.
Yeah. that'll make up the gap time.
But what happened?
Oh, yeah. What boring shit happened?
Karen, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got off topic. I got a massage yesterday, and I got a Thai massage yesterday.
Top?
Thai.
Thai.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know what? She was on top, but
did she climb on top of you?
She had to for the massage. Oh, yes.
Cool.
Because this isn't like your regular massage. It isn't like your deep tissue. But this one, you actually dress in like workout clothes, and she has like a big mat she puts on the floor, and you get on the floor.
Oh shit.
And she actually,
does she step on you?
She uses her feet. Yes, she does. She uses her feet and she uses her hands. She doesn't like walk on me like the ones where they're above you. She doesn't do that, but she does use her feet to massage. And she massages one side of your body and the other side of your body.
And I'm oh my God, does she do like one side with her hand and the other side with the feet, and then you decide which one's better?
She does one side with the hand and feet, then the other side with the hand and feet.
And you guess.
Is it a head to toe massage, but then it's her head and her toes?
Both everybody's heads and toes, apparently. And I'm stiff as a fucking rock, because she did this thing where she takes your leg and she kind of rotates it around in a circle.
Scary. Okay.
And not just in this natural motion, you know.
Sure.
And my leg was just like, no, I don't want to go that way. I was like, oh yeah, I am stiff and I'm hurting and I'm a little sore, a little stiff, because Roger was like, what's wrong? I was like, I'm so stiff. But I do feel better, though. I know that might sound wild. I do feel better, though, because it kind of, a lot of the knots and kinks that I had, it kind of worked themselves out, but now the muscles are sore.
See, so this is the best. This is the best. Okay. Foreign shit. You just go, oh, this is Thai. That's how we do it in Thailand. We beat the fuck out of you. And then we collect your money, and then you're sore, and you're like, no, it's a Thai massage. So
she had on boxing gloves and like headgear. Like, all right, this is a Thai massage. Come here.
To protect myself.
Stop running. This is how we do it in Thailand.
There was a cane in the corner.
Yeah. Yes. I'm surprised it wasn't. They call it the lazy man's yoga. So basically, they do things that are yoga poses, except for the person that's doing it, they actually use their body weight against yours to kind of press you into the poses. And that's why she kind of had to use her elbows, and she used her hands, and she uses her feet all in your shoulder blades and things like that. So
look at Keith. Keith wants to throw up for you, right?
No, that's good. And then they pay you how much to practice?
No, I pay them.
What?
I'm pretty sure the lazy man's yoga is just staying at home.
Yeah, I do the laziest man's yoga. I'm doing it now.
Yeah. I don't think that's how that works.
We're the laziest in town.
There is a pose in yoga called Shavasana, and it's literally you laying on the ground. Yes. So
I can do that.
That's
so maybe
my
we're all
one.
Doing, yeah, we're all doing a little yoga throughout the day.
we're all doing it. Yeah. And I did a 2-hour session and it was really
oh my
nice.
God. Mm-hmm. Who starts with 2 hours of yoga?
Who knows what the word nice means? What the fuck? Am I deaf?
No. Okay. I told you I'm weird. My weird, boring, regular ass, unpredictable life over here.
I'd rather be blowing two guys.
At least Newsies make more sense than mine does, huh?
Then do you get like 10% off for an American massage and they're working together?
No.
All right.
I wish. I really do wish. But enough about me and my foolishness. Do you have anything that happened particularly in your week that you would like to share, baby?
Not really. Oh, I watched
maybe that watch. You love me.
One, I paid for the massage.
I don't even know how to fucking pronounce it. So
yeah.
Oh, so that's why she has to like it. It's a give.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
I get it now. Yes. Oh, listen. Yeah. Keith has been enjoying the shit out of his birthday cream that he got from Kyle. Oh, loves it.
She just asked me about where's my Fitbit watch? And I'm like, sounds like you mean where's your Fitbit watch that you gave to me
as all a person? Her avid all Kyle's avid measures Keith steps.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like I've been locationing you, and I don't think this watch has moved.
Yeah, she calls him like right after lunch. I think you need to get in about 500 steps. I watched all four parts of We Need to Talk About Bill Cosby, which. I'm starting to think he did it, guys.
I don't watch documentaries. Really?
Not looking too good for old Bill, if you know what I'm saying.
Did you learn anything? Because I didn't see it, and I have to assume it's... can you separate the two things? Yeah, sure.
So here's the weird thing. I learned stuff.
We don't do weird on this show. Can you make it basic, please?
Okay, well, the weird thing is I learned stuff, but it was all good stuff. Like, I know all the bad stuff he did because I listened to y'all and then we covered it on our show. So we're like, you know, at this point, I can almost quote a verse in Bible, right? It's just like, oh, yeah, this is the 50th woman. And I remember her story because she said this, right? But I was learning shit like he's responsible for the fact that there's black stuntmen in Hollywood. Because apparently before him, they just put white people in blackface and did the stunts. And he's a hero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was the first guy to be like, that's kind of racist. Can y'all just get a black dude to do it? And it changed the whole game for everyone that does stunts.
And
you know, if we...
Well, I was just going to say, he also invented belts. A lot of people don't know that. He invented the belt.
This is the thing. If we go back in history for our quote great men, the people who did this, that, and the next that inspire us, that motivate us, that change generations. If we go back, definitely in their personal life, we're probably not going to be happy. And possibly some of their professional life, we're going to be very upset.
Yeah.
So it's...
And then
it's
you got a guy that raped 80 people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He didn't only do bad things, but those bad things just outweigh everything, even though the good things did happen.
He's definitely like...
He could be more than one thing at a time.
Except, like, this dude is the Michael Jordan of sexual assault. Like,
right. Yeah, he was going for the record.
Like, this isn't even like, man, I bet Frank Sinatra grabbed a boob. Like, this is some, like, this motherfucker put up Hall of Fame first ballot numbers. When it came to all this shit,
he's involved in a trial right now, now about raping a 16-year-old at the Playboy Mansion. This would be like he's better than Michael Jordan because we don't get a blimp on our phone going, and the 1997 ball finally went through the hoop. You know, you don't get any bonus surprises with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, he's the GOAT of this, and it's so like. The way they told the story was so smart because they would be like, here's this cool accomplishment that you're like, oh, man, Bill Cosby was doing what in the 60s? That is so revolutionary. And then it's like, and then here's this woman who's like, and then that was when he did blank in the 60s. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So, and then, of course, the timeline gets to that point where it all explodes and they go through Hannibal Buress and all this stuff. Wow. And it's really well done. But
did Hannibal talk on it?
No, he doesn't talk about it at all.
On the show, the first time we had him after it, he mentioned, please don't mention it. Right?
He was on the marathon, and I don't know if he said, please don't mention it, or there's a vibe that or something like that. There's a reason that I knew. I remember I was taking a marathon break, taking a dump, and I'm on the toilet and I'm texting. I'm like, You know, we want to talk about the Cosby thing, of course. But there was a reason I knew I felt I had to ask. And he's like, oh, I'd rather not do that. I'm like, okay, how about this? I'm going to say you're a goddamn superhero and what happened, so I don't look like a fucking idiot. And I sincerely want to get that out there. And you just keep your mouth shut if you want. Happy to talk, but it, but at least let me say it. And he agreed to that, and that's what happened. He said, like, he said maybe two things about it, but not really. It's a
He didn't just stay quiet. Yeah. He actually responded to you. I remember that, and I was wondering like how far he'd go in the response, but he did let you mention it, even though he didn't want to talk about
it. Yeah, I think he's afraid that it's going to define him, but it's not. You're going to keep making jokes, and this is your.
No, I get it. I think that he actually managed to make it a little more right sized for himself. I think this could have led to that's all we know about Hannibal Buress, and I think he did stop that from happening. Where now he's part of the story, but he would have been the one comic that they kept bringing up over and over and over again. And I think they do that a little.
I'd keep giving you awards every time. Good.
He played it. He played it perfectly. But I would have bought T-shirts and a website dedicated to iStopCosby.com.
Right.
Rod Morrow will redirect you to iStopCosby.
Everything will be directed.
Yeah, but he. But I also get it too because
and he still does something sometimes. He was on one of those roasts, the one with Justin Bieber. And he goes, I don't know who the fuck you are, Justin Bieber. I know I don't like you. And I'm a bad person to not like you. All right, good night.
He's so fucking funny. Yeah, and also I get it too, because when they go through the timeline, they show how much pushback there was against Hannibal Buress too. Like, it wasn't all like he's a hero. There was a lot of people being like, look at this black man taking down this da da da, and so I could see why he would be like, "Fuck, I can't go on any more black comedy shows. I can't. Someone's gonna think they're taking me down now because they got it all reversed." And then he just needed to wait for this documentary to come out because apparently everyone agrees, motherfucker's a piece of shit. Now you just had to wait 5 years, Hannibal, and you were fine.
After all the victims later, because initially, you know, and the thing is, people have known about this and people have talked about this. I remember going to the grocery store and seeing on the Inquirer all the time, you know, them gossip magazines that used to be on the shelves all the time. Bill Cosby does this. And everybody was like, yeah, that. And it's a UFO and ET on that too. So we're not going to take this seriously oh shit, it was real.
It was so hard to imagine. I think we're now a little more level-headed about famous people, and just because the lines that they speak, and even if they wrote the lines, just because those lines are fantastic and make us change our lives and are inspiring, it doesn't mean that, you know, he's hurting someone else. Well,
the other thing too is they really break down why so many people didn't believe him, especially black people, because like he started doing a bunch of children's programming after his movie career failed. And so then there were a lot of kids that grew up, not just on the Huxtables, but like Picture Page and a bunch of other shit. He did a bunch of PSAs that were like anti-drugs. Like, don't take the pills. He's like, okay.
Let me give you the pills.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he did a
cartoons.
Bunch. So he became like this moral authority to kids at Fat Albert. Mm-hmm. And so like, it was like, I'm teaching black children a lesson. And it's really hard for people that basically were conditioned since they were children to flip the switch to like, oh, he's a piece of shit rapist. So it was like, no, not dad, not Mr. Don't do drugs. He would never do that. It's like, you believe that because you were introduced to that when you were a kid, the same way people think the first Top Gun is a classic. That's the fourth movie you've ever seen. Of course it's great. Everything is great from 1988. You know?
Said with the chest, apparently.
But I'll tell you something regarding Hannibal. You'll never hear me say, hey guys, don't record innocuous stand-up sets from people because they're just practicing.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? Fucking record it.
Also, right. Like, can we just say it was so funny?
Right.
It was actually really funny. Like, for a bit he hadn't worked on it, just threw out there because the people in Philadelphia were getting on his fucking nerves. That shit's up there with like Bill Burr talking shit about Philadelphia, where it just, I'm like, when they played the clip, I was just like, oh yeah, I remember how much I just thought it was good and true. And
Hannibal is so comfortable on stage. I remember like just watching a straight stand-up of his, right? His cadence is so slow that you're almost worried for him. Where the fuck are you going? And why is everyone still quiet?
Yes.
That he still has everybody's attention, just moving through his words slowly, maybe moving on stage a little bit and then hitting a bomb and the fucking room explodes. And, and it's so good. And once again, he's very present on stage. So one time, Xerxes and I went to the Knitting Factory and they have some comedy stuff. It's right in the front. It's like very loosey goosey. But the place is packed because he, you know, tweeted 5 seconds before and the whole room got full somehow, you know, this kind of thing. And he comes on and this woman is just like, yeah, like something like Alana Glazer or like, you know, some just yelling credit, like just right. And he goes, I don't remember it exactly. And I remember talking about it on the show shortly after. So it's probably more accurate then. But basically, he was like, maybe you should shut the fuck up. And since you don't know how to shut the fuck up, you should leave. I'm going to stand here and watch you leave. Oh, and when you leave, I'm going to continue. But it was.
And you're going to miss it because I'm about to out Bill fucking Cosby.
Right. Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
Like, you imagine bringing the room back from that was a snap for him. It was, yeah. It was definitely like, no, I really don't want you here. And he had to reiterate because who thinks they're actually getting kicked out of a show? Not right. The one yelling, Magic Madison. She's right. Not the one getting kicked out, right? And he's like, oh, no, I'm waiting and you're going Damn. To leave. And then you're going to miss this because I put on a great fucking show. So, and it just bounced right back. There was he's no so issue. There was no discomfort. Like, yeah, fuck this, whatever. Let's yeah. go. So
I really wish he could have worked on the Cosby bit for like 2 more years. Right. Just honing it on stage and then finally do it for a special. So
that,
good.
That'd have been so great.
People are like, we then, get it. He's a rapist. It's like, okay, but okay, and you're welcome. But I would like to thank one last time Hannibal Buress.
Yes,
I'd like to thank the heckler that got him riled up and the other audience member that recorded the whole fucking thing.
Yes, great job, the real all MVPs. Three of y'all. The conspiracy.
If you follow Hannibal anywhere on social media, tell him that you're a Keith and the Girl listener and you miss him.
Yes, I will.
Oh, I will too.
I'm gonna do that right now. Oh, I also love his he has this joke on the Awkward Kings of Comedy about syphilis being back. That is just so, I think about this, I don't know if y'all ever do this, it's like a song where you like think about this song every once in a while. I think about this joke like once a month where he just talks about syphilis advertising in the subway. It's like, syphilis is back. It's like, I don't know. It was so fucking funny to me. All right.
I actually,
and not to bring it back to Keith, but like today we played a piece of his stand-up from an older stand-up album. And I was like, holy shit, Keith, you're really good at stand-up.
This happens all the time. I have, so on my iPhone, you know, I bought all of Keith's CDs, Shalewa Sharp, my friend J.L. Covan. So I bought their CDs. And whenever I don't have, like, I just plug in my headphones and I hit play, it won't go to like Spotify or Tidal. It'll go to the iTunes music I bought.
Right.
And so, like, I bought so much of Keith's stuff. Like,
it just randomly plays.
7 out of 10 times is a Keith Malley track.
Mm-hmm.
And it just plays it randomly from any of the albums. And I'm like, fuck, man, this is good.
Yeah, we'll be in the car and I'll hear Keith's voice. I was like, Keith isn't here. Oh, yeah, that's the show.
It was like, you want to text him and be like, man, Keith is funny. You are gay, buddy. You're good.
You're good at this. You know
you should, do stand-up. You should stick with it.
Somebody should pay you for this.
We take advantage of it. We're just like, yeah, he does it once a year. And like, yeah, we'll all gather that day. But like, let's not. Let's
yeah. No. But it's not like a favor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're getting something out of it. It's not like, this is his birthday party, guys. Just go along with it. It's like, oh no, this shit is funny. It's still funny like 8 years later. It's still funny.
Yeah, I hear Keith, it's more like certain things that he said that are not phrases at all that become phrases in my head because he said them so distinctly, like a helmet on. Like he just he gets so certain words are heard in my head, like Keith Malley style. Like, no, it's true.
I'm thinking the next album. I don't know the title yet. I was just thinking today, My Bads, And I remember talking about you two about this with you two, but yeah, I go over the old stand-up and anything that's, let's say, outdated or I wouldn't perform today necessarily. I still play it, but then I justify it or, you know, most likely apologize and explain why. There's so many comedians saying the exact same thing now, and I'm talking about popular comedians on Netflix and whatnot, they all seem to be parroting themselves, like a parrot, I mean. But, you know, like they say the same line. Like, it was Kevin Hart's dream to host the Oscars. Like, well, somebody told you that he never said it was his dream to host the Oscars.
Right.
And it's like, so why are you saying it, Ricky Gervais, when Chappelle just said the exact same thing?
Right.
And so, and the whole point is about, you know, being woke is being a pussy. Yeah, let me, I don't mind giving this idea away because nobody's going to do it.
They're free thinkers, yeah, Keith, and the rest of us are sheep. And but when you're a sheep, you all think alike and you talk alike, which is why they all have the same fucking set. It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? One of y'all should be saying the opposite just to stand out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the same titles, Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah.
But being a bitch.
Cancel D, bitch. Just an album title with them, like, this is an album cover with them in like a Klan
hood, no!
Yelling at Black Lives Matter or something. I'm like, who's this for?
How about my side?
Somebody should have like a My Life Matters as an album title.
Oh my God.
Just keep going with it. That's
actually great.
That's going to happen. Yeah.
Have them watch with citronella candles on the front of their album titles.
You will not replace these jokes.
Yes. Yes. In khaki shorts.
All right. The last thing is, before we get started, we have a sponsor this week, of course.
Oh my God, I just kicked my mic. I was so
excited. She's sitting down.
First time sponsor on Keith, last week on Keith and the Girl. But it is a timely sponsor because this episode is brought to you by Manscraped.
Oh no.
It's almost Father's Day. Yeah. What better way to show your appreciation for the man who raised you to be tough than getting him a razor for his dick and balls by Manscraped. Manscraped Performance 5.0 package.
Oh.
5.0, because it's even one better than these other people. They get extra credit.
Oh, you're just off the 4 that Manscaped did, and now we're at 5 with 5. Manscraped. Yeah, I follow.
Yeah, Manscraped goes an extra mile. It's designed for manly men who can take the pain of a jagged shave. Their patented blades made of old arrowhead stones found in Carolina soil promise to make a man out of you. And their aftershave, the ball buster solution, is 100% alcohol based.
Oh,
and it burns so good every time. You're not a pussy, right? Go to manscraped.com and use code last week to pay extra for shipping and pay 20% more because, once again, you're not some kind of pussy, right? You're going to go ahead and be a man. Be a man today. Get your father this so he can be a man. Manscraped.com, code last week.
Well, congrats.
I don't know how many of these you're going to sell, sir.
Okay.
Well, it's fantastic.
We'll see. We'll see what the results
are. They might do it, you know, because a lot of what's the name of this? You know, a lot of men shit has like actions behind it. Y'all should be like punch, kick. You be like, who wants to smell
well,
like
also,
that?
Also, I will say, women can use this too.
Wow.
No.
They added that to the copy. After all that gender talk. That.
And women too.
And women. And she'll like it too.
Okay. I don't think nobody's gonna like this product. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna speak bad about the sponsor.
Please don't.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm here to do my job. Let's make this money.
When I shit on a movie, everybody sees it. So maybe you're on something.
True. Yeah.
That's how it goes. It's the opposite thing. KATG episode 3542. In My Feelings with Micah Fox.
Yep.
I had a good time. Micah's always fun to have on. She is, how can I say this?
On drugs.
I always wonder about her relationship. I'm like, do you like Tim? Every time she comes on, that's my number one question. And I like that Keith got straight to the point. Like, what do you think about Tim? I was like, yes. Cut the bullshit. Do you like this man?
Yeah, I have to believe there's things behind the scenes. I don't know if people ever think, you know, me and Hendra are too tough with each other, but in no way can I be in a relationship like that where on that level of shitting on each other, you're taking it? And there's no way it's only an hour a show that they do it. They really do it. Yeah, that's why you're good at it. I couldn't be in something like that. I don't know about you.
But it's like you said, you know, we shit on each other and, you know, Rod, you've corrected Karen. Karen, you just said that like your sponsor sucks. I mean, hello. She's ruining your finances, but you know, we're okay.
And these Thai massages. Oh my God.
Apparently.
I think we crossed the line for other people, and I think Micah crosses the line for us. So, but maybe I'm doing that thing where I'm just like, there's another side of it, even though this is exactly what we're looking at. But I think so, because I think that to me, yes, Micah has all that stuff. She's not faking any of it, but she's such a mush behind the scenes and like, and has the extensive feelings and the knowledge of them and knows where he's coming from. And she knows where he's coming from. I don't know. And I also voted for her for the feelings thing.
What?
Wow.
I did.
On Keith and the Girl today, Henda said, you know what? I'm not going to tell you who I voted for. And I go, you voted for Micah. And she goes, we'll see. And I'm like, really? And here we are.
But leave it to our interview skills to get to the truth. Speaking of which, was Micah an asshole?
Always.
Well, not the way you're saying. But don't quote me that she's not an asshole.
Yeah, Micah always makes me feel like she's a loose cannon. Like, I'm always waiting on,
you
like,
don't know what you're going to get.
Because right. Micah goes for the joke. And I'm always like, what? Like, is she going to push the joke too far or what? She never does. Like, in my opinion, it always lands and it's always funny. But I don't know why. I just always expect her to just have an episode where she's like, but really, though, da 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 da. And I'm like, but every time it's like, it's she says something, it hits, it's funny. Sometimes it even takes a second for my brain to catch up to why it's funny. Like, she's just always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's excellent. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're a huge Micah Fox fan, you should listen to Micah Fox and Friends since you have VIP. And we mentioned it before, it has Tim Dillon all over it, Karen Feehan all over it, you know, and also like other guests that, before they got like super in everybody else's faces, we're just talking on mic, if you get what I mean. I think people get tighter as they get more known. So check it out. Some of the episodes are on YouTube if you want to watch that under the Keith and Girl umbrella. But yeah, Micah, like, it's a sure shot. You just, it's going to be good. I love it. I think that's why I can't, you know, I'm just like, I don't know. Micah's great. So Tim has to be great. He has to be.
You're always going to have a good time. You see her name, you go, we're going to have a good time.
I'm definitely going to listen to the Billy Presida episodes. Minimum.
Oh, well, that's the one that she,
He was on their show, right? And he's like, he goes, I was bamboozled. They were mean to me. Okay. Yeah,
even though I knew that her house didn't like me.
Okay. Also, that whole show that Karen and Micah did was about like, how this particular thing that you do is an asshole or you're the worst or whatever. Like, their whole show was hating on you. So pick something and we'll hate on. Like, it's not. Also, you're like on a show with Micah and Karen. You're dead. Dead. You're like, just prepare to die. Like, just enjoy the fast death that you're going to have on this podcast and have fun with it because it's fun.
They were like, did you know what you signed up for? Did you read the fine print? Apparently you didn't.
Karen and Micah, oh my God, they you're lucky they imploded before they exploded.
I love when you guys open mail, like, and emails from the fans. It's like Christmas. You could just hear the joy in your voices. And I was like, that is actually a really good feeling. How do you feel when you get things like that and you open them up on the air and you talk about them?
It was fun. It's great. It's just that you're really taking a risk. If I open an envelope live and it's pro KKK and I got to read it so there's not dead air, I'm going to look horrible. But it's it's the listener's show, and here we are.
You got to listen. You got to read it verbatim.
Got to read it. I can say I don't agree after, but I can't paraphrase. What'd you say, Hemda?
We forget that there's a P.O. box. We don't forget that there is one. We forget to mention it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I could see people going, I could have mailed y'all something.
Well, as long as it's cool, right? You know?
Yes.
Like, as long as I'm not shaken up and it's like, oh, a bunch of broken glass and effigies right. of my body. Okay. All right. Well, this is done.
We haven't gotten that yet. Yeah. We do have an Amazon wish list. So that kind of narrows it down. So you know specifically what to get us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have that too. I forgot about
wow.
that.
Wow. Y'all just do not like nice
y'all,
things.
Y'all don't like promoting anything on the show. What is happening here?
Money pants over there.
We should remind Keith that we have an Amazon wish list. Why don't you put a tent there? Because I think you're coming camping, although you don't answer your emails, but Kyle is, so maybe you are.
Kyle said she's coming camping?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Well, we should talk.
Wow. Breaking news?
Breaking news.
Yeah, you don't have to, check, honey. Holy shit. By the way, I bet there's no idea.
Just send Keith and say she's going.
She also has no idea if she can go. It's in September. She has no fucking idea if she can go.
We know. Here's the secret. We know. We know that all of her yeses are tentative because I'm like, really? You can just leave for 4 days? I don't know you that you can leave for 4 days.
Not only that, but Kyle, I have it on good authority. Kyle loves camping.
She loves camping like I love Arby's, apparently. So, you know, it's one of those things where you go, I know it exists. Then you go, I love everything. And Roger be like, you're lying. And what's so funny is that our fans actually support my bullshit.
Enablers.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but they support it like we support Cal.
You guys should come camping. We've passed the 10.
Just say you're going. Right. Who gives a fuck? It makes everybody happy right now.
I almost sarcastically answered the email yes, because it's like, I'm not going back to New York just to go camping. I can go to the woods here.
We got the woods right outside the door.
I can go right outside on the patio if I want to do that shit.
Plenty of woods out there.
No thanks.
Is the concrete jungle that I liked. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know, the best part of New York was the fucking streets and paved place and shit. Yes. Like, this is nice.
Mm-mm. Y'all also talked about people jerking off on the train.
Of course.
Y'all, everybody's had their stories. And I was like, see, this is why I'm scared to go.
Only in New York.
I was like, no, I don't want to go off and just see random dicks.
That's so interesting. Other people have subway systems. I want to hear from them. Do you not have jerk off people on the train?
Yeah, our trains aren't like cushioned and stuff. Like,
yeah, why is it just a New York thing? We can't possibly.
Everything's number one. Because
y'all are the only ones that talk about it.
Yeah, we got do they have like a trolley system in San Diego or whatever? Like San Francisco, are they jacking off on that? You never hear anything about it. We got a little train that goes like a little ways up and downtown, and I've never heard a jack off story.
Well, it's not like we're reading the news now that I think about it. We're never reading the news when we talk about the jerk off thing.
No,
it's just personal experiences.
But somehow you just know that it's happened to every guest that lives in New York. What a crazy coincidence. No one's ever been like, what?
Story.
Yeah. No one that lives in New York, no guest has ever been like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
And I know what's happened to them too. Trust me.
Yes.
Because listen, if you ain't seen it, then you did it. So I'll say.
You're the one doing it. And one thing that it was adorable. Keith and Micah had a feeling off. And
That was great.
The cutest thing ever. Everybody was trying to outfeel each other. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
I was like, how do I turn this into a game show? This is the best.
Well, the poll was, who is more emotionally intelligent, Keith or Micah? And looking at keithandthegirl.com/forums, 50-50, 50% to 50%. I'll take
it. I'm shocked.
Is offensive, and I'm just typing in Reddit to try to find different scores right now. That's odd. My feeling is that's odd.
I should have been ready because I don't believe this. Okay, let's see.
She don't believe your scientific poll, Keith.
She only hears Micah go fuck you to different people in different languages. That's all. But she has more feelings. Okay.
She can express. All right. Listen.
Okay. But she's mushy. Can you fucking imagine one of them come home and the other meets him at the door and they kiss and go, hi, honey? You can picture that? Please.
He says kisses all around and he walks around and kisses people. You know, not a lot of people can picture you as a mush either. You come across like a big bra.
I use Manscaped, but I definitely know what Bob is more than Micah.
Then you'll feel something, you can feel the pain, and that's when you can cry.
Right.
Because you use Manscaped.
Well, so Micah's beating you in the poll on Reddit.
Yeah, how many people?
By three people.
Okay, three people. And she was one.
Well, Keith is now beating Micah on the forums because I voted for Keith.
Really? Okay, yeah. Explain yourself.
I feel like Micah's a bit immature, mm-hmm. and I think Keith
is mature.
BetterHelp.com has mm-hmm. become a more expressive, and I mean, he cried over Black Lives Matter. I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, he cried in Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like these are healthy emotions, and I feel like sometimes Micah's just goes for the juggler with the joke.
Yeah.
Even when it's going to hurt everyone's feelings.
My feelings on that is you're very smart, Rod.
Thank you, Keith. Mm-hmm. Also, I had lunch with Keith and he was normal. Like, thank it wasn't you. Any.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Micah would have shown up and it would have been weird. She would have made jokes and stuff.
We'll never know now because she wasn't the surprise guest.
Well, next time.
Yeah, next time.
It's always next time.
Yeah, we can always, it can always be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, because the HBO show was renewed, right?
Yes. See you in January.
Yes, so y'all be on the schedule again.
Oh, and Keith, I also hate, I haven't even seen this film. I hate films like Men. I hate them.
Right. Like, he's saying Men, M-E-N.
It's your, yeah. M-E-N. Yeah, I'm sorry, from the South. It's your fucking job to make a film that has a story.
Yes.
It's not my job. You can't do that to me as an audience member where you openly go, it's whatever you want it to mean. Right. Fuck you. You didn't finish the assignment. Go back until you finish your movie.
Yeah. I would have stayed home, made up the whole movie, and there would have been a lot more tits in it.
Yeah, come on.
Give me a break.
I watched that. I mean, the trailer was so interesting and intriguing. And you find out it's interesting because it didn't mean shit. It was just right. like, oh, here's a bunch of imagery that didn't go together because it didn't go together in the movie either.
Right.
Fuck it. Oh, you thought our job was to thread these things into something that made some sort of sense? No, we're the opposite of that. Like, and especially after like seeing the trailer for Everything Everywhere All at Once, where you see all that imagery and all these things, and you're like, how are they going to tie that together? And then you watch it and you're like, because they're geniuses is how yeah. they tied it yes. together. You don't know, you didn't leave Everything Everywhere All at Once, and they were like, whatever you think it means is what it means to me. I mean, whatever, bro.
Yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once went, I think they're paying $20 for this. Let's give a shit.
Yeah. Got, it's men. A pandemic and like
they're putting money down. All yeah. right, guys.
And then the last thing about it is I watched this film called Lamb.
Okay.
That was very similar to that. And the ending was so fucking jarring and terrible. Mm-hmm. I went to Google to be like, what does this mean? And it was the director going, it's whatever people want to take from
it. Hey, man, yeah. Here's a middle finger for 2 hours. Think on it. Go fuck yourself.
Interesting, because even if I were to make some piece of art that would make you think, there'd be like a subject on what to think about or like a direction of where to go with it.
There'd be an epiphany that I figured out your little puzzle, but there's nothing to figure out.
Yeah, don't you as the creator at least want to convey like a feeling or something? Like, even I would even accept that as like, I think that's still kind of bullshit, but I would even accept someone being like, well, really, it's a film about death and the impending darkness of it all. And I'm like, oh, okay, so, all right. I didn't understand the plot, but I did want to kill myself at the end. So you did your job.
Almost too well, then.
It's going like, Men was going like it could go somewhere. Then some creepy guy blows, like those little flower things that you make wishes on, daisies.
Dandelion. Mm-hmm.
Dandelions. She blows those little pieces. It gets in her throat. She falls back. Now, is she dreaming? We don't know. Never gets answered. But that's when crazy shit happens. But then at the end, they show you that the car crash was real. This was real. That was real. But crazy shit happened. The end.
I think this sounds like Black Swan, where I wanted to like that show, that movie so much. And I was like, well, I can't. You have to tell me what's real and not real so that I can know how to feel about what this person's going through. And even if I'm seeing it through her eyes, it's still not enough for me. You did not tell me the story, even if it's from her side. So I don't know.
I should have known that the Black Swan was a trick because all the promotion for the film was like, there's a really hot lesbian scene, bro.
That was the promotion.
Why is that the only thing people keep saying about this clearly artistic film about how dedicated ballerinas are and shit? And it's like, bro, they like fucking do 69, bro. I don't know that's a selling point.
That was the finish of the movie to us when we finished. It's like a 40 long minute movie to me.
The director in the interview goes, I wanted people to see a 69 between two hot women. And
that was the whole purpose.
The rest of the film is whatever you wanted to mean.
We wrote around that.
If you think it's necessary, very necessary. Yes. Look in the mirror, make a dirty face. Very necessary.
Yeah. It's like when they did that movie. When they did that movie Swordfish, but the whole promotion was Holly Berry shows her tits in it.
Right.
Yeah. And they literally put out how much it cost per titty. This is not a movie. This movie can't be good.
I remember.
And it was not.
I remember in an award show, this shocked the hell out of me because she was like, and if you want to see these, and she pointed to her boobs, go see the movie. And I'm like, you're promoting it like that? This is crazy. That's the whole movie.
She goes, you don't see it, but I blow a guy.
Yeah. How you know you have to be like the hottest woman on earth to be like, sure, I'll sell the movie that way.
You paying?
The movie's bullshit. No one did anything. It's fine. What if I show my titties? Then we got a movie. Okay, cool.
Honestly, great boobs.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I
didn't even know. So
I'm the guy saying I won't fuck Halle Berry. Okay, I'll do it.
Right. I mean, the movie's an F minus, but yes.
Let's F.
I definitely will do this. You didn't have to beg me. Come on, guys. KATG, episode 3543, Top Gun with Dustin Nickerson.
Yeah.
And this episode was fun.
Really? It was all about the school shooting, but okay, sicko, continue.
Yeah, school shooting.
Yes, I mean it was.
We're number one.
And when I mean fun, I mean he was enjoyable as a guest.
I liked him.
Was he an asshole, though? Because he forgot his laptop.
No, he's so sweet about it, though. Yeah.
He was like, very apologetic, and you love hearing that as an interviewer, because you're like, here we go.
Tell me about the time your parents beat you.
Right.
You owe us.
You owe us that much. Keith had a forever parking ticket. I'm fingers crossed that you're taking care of it, because we don't know. You're gonna get another bill in 2 months, and when it reopens again.
Speeding, but I do believe I kept saying parking too. A speeding ticket, if it matters.
Oh, my bad.
I don't think it matters.
Matters because it's a moving violation. And
you're a wanted man,
reasons.
Bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you could have been out here having fugitive sex. Do you miss it? You didn't even cash in on being like a bad boy for 4 years or whatever.
It's like I committed a murder, but nobody told me.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around.
Yeah. You could have been telling like Cal, like, I got some darkness in my past. And
I'm going to tell you.
We got to get to a certain level in our relationship before I can trust you with what's going on with me.
I understand that it is. So I'll go to the DMV this week and we'll see what happens.
Right, okay, so luck. He has to retake his license test, and I was just talking to him about it. Like, there are new cars on the road where they kind of drive themselves, and also when you park, we used to look behind us and, you know, have to look there. Now there's a screen in front. What's the protocol? I'd be afraid to drive a newer model and fuck up because I turned around and I should be looking at my screen, because my cousin took his driver's test in Long Island, even though we lived in Queens and he lived in Queens. And in Long Island, you can make a right on red. When he didn't make that right on red during the test, he failed the test.
Shit. What?
Because you can't do it in New York because you'd fucking die.
It varies from state to state, because you can turn right on red here unless it's a sign telling you otherwise.
Well, in most places you can. It's just in New York City, it's too dense to be able to have those kinds of rules. So you can only do it when we have signs. But most other places you can do it. But if you don't do it on the test, you fail because you stopped at a red light. Why would I do this to make Keith nervous? I'm just trying to say, like, should you be aware of these?
Is the DMV in New York that you're going to, or are you going
to one of the boroughs?
Yeah, like, or you know what I'm saying? Like, is it in the congested part and stuff?
It's in New York, the DMV. I don't know where the tests are.
Okay.
I think you can pick the test, and out further in Queens, there's like less traffic and you can go to suburb.
I wonder if traffic's even easier. I know how to drive. I wonder if traffic's even easier. I'm not going to be on the Autobahn. New York,
I feel like you should fail if you don't like honk the horn at everybody.
Right. And yell
and
catcall
shit. Because that's what I saw them doing there.
Y'all have to parallel park and shit. That's not a requirement here.
Yeah.
Because I can't parallel park.
They're just sitting there with a notepad like, you didn't say, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
I'm going to have to take you down a couple
did you see? Did you see a lot of people yelling in their cars here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody. Because y'all ain't, I mean, I know y'all have guns. But no one must believe y'all have guns.
Nobody's afraid of it till they see it.
Everyone drives like they no one has a gun. Like they have a gun, but no one else does. And then down here, you know, everybody has a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Y'all seen the news.
I just make the assumption that you do. So, you know, I do not blow my horn unless you're like about to just ram into me. I'm like, no, I don't know what kind of day you might
Sometimes
have.
I fucking forget I have a horn.
Me too. I do too.
Like someone fucks up in front of me, I was like, oh, if there was a thing I could do to let this motherfucker know.
Yes.
God, just fucking go.
And I'm like, oh yeah, it is a whole ass horn right here. All I had to do was press it. No, don't do that. And you know what? I failed the written test the first time I took it too. I took it at 16 and I sure enough did fail that bitch. I had to go back the next day and I passed.
What didn't you know?
I was nervous. I don't like
C.
I hate written tests.
Well, it's not written though, right?
So we have a written one and a driver's one.
You have to go and answer
like 20 questions. Mm-hmm. And I did miss, I think I missed one or two of my written the first time.
Because
they pull up like the signs you never see.
Right.
It's like, this is a mountain with falling rock sign. I was like, when the fuck would I see that?
Yes. Why is there farmers in a farmer's hat? The fuck is this?
Yeah. What is it, farmers crossing? I don't know. And then I failed my driver's one the first time I took it because when I did my 3-point turn for the backing up part, I didn't just go like.
Turn around.
All the way. You have to do the all the way around. You can't look in the rearview mirror like every other normal person does. You have to turn all the way and
that's
reverse.
Actually, I think that might be wrong because you have to always keep 10 and 2 on your wheel.
Well, that motherfucker failed the shit out of me, dog.
And, yeah, that's how I was taught. You have to turn all. They make you turn all.
And then
the
when
around.
I did, what was weird is when I came back to do it the next day because they have like some type of thing where it's like you can't just. Because I'm like, let's just do it now. What the
right.
fuck?
I'm ready. I learned. Now sleep on it. Sleep on it.
Yeah. It's one thing. And so then the next day I come back. I don't even think they made me do the 3-point turn.
Buried from the drop.
I was like, what kind of bullshit is this?
They were thinking that night you were thinking about the turnaround. You forgot everything else.
Yeah.
He knows the
Is it green on go still? Yeah.
Oh, don't give him the satisfaction of the turnaround.
Oh, and when Dustin was talking about, it might be him that said that people talk about politics and they talk about how they don't pick a side. You actually pick a side
every time.
You know, a lot of people go, well, I don't pick a side. I want to stay neutral. No, a side is picked. I listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. You have made a decision. You just don't want to admit that it's a decision.
Yeah. It's not even your fault anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like we just live long enough for the shit to be that divisive.
Right.
That there's no room where you can be like, I'm not on the side. There used to be like a little bit where you're like, I just think everyone needs to get together. And now it's just like our side is women don't have rights. What's your side? I think women should have some rights. Yeah. Fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Don't come back.
Yeah. The end. You're like, it is that serious. Oh, one thing that really made me laugh this episode when Keith was talking about Top Gun and him to ask him, why did he go watch it? I was like, y'all do a show that all about movies. Like, did she forget?
But sometimes, like, I actually want to know why, because he does have one of a few reasons. And I need to know what the Top Gun is. Of course, it's because you watch every movie all the time.
Yes.
But is there a special Top Gun reason?
Yeah, Top Gun.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes, Top Gun. Like Jurassic Park, big ass dinosaurs. I'm in. I don't give a fuck. It ain't got to have no plot. It ain't got to make sense. It's going to be another $1 billion movie.
We have not seen Top Gun yet, by the way. So, I am like Keith. I don't believe these ratings. It's no fucking way.
It never changed.
I haven't even seen the movie.
It never changed. 97% critics, not they thought that would be, we can only do 97. Let's not. But the people, 99. And impossible. It's never, ever changed.
Nothing. And I don't even think it's the Scientology thing, because Will Smith's a Scientologist, and his movies, they be letting them, unless maybe Scientology is racist, but they be letting his shit bomb. They be like, no one wants to see After Earth. It's the worst movie of all time.
Well,
99%.
Tom Cruise has moved up that ladder. Like, I think president. He has met Xenu.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think like a couple of other, like John Travolta has moved up, but then he must have not paid his next dues, because Tom Cruise, I mean, we saw it in the documentary, right? Like he comes to their big conferences and is like the keynote speaker type shit. Like he is one of their priests.
Well, honestly, if that's the case, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? No one gets 99% on Rotten Tomatoes it stays.
And Tom Cruise told the people, he was like, y'all know what, movie theaters, don't be afraid. Top Gun's coming out and Mission Impossible. I am here. He did. He said, I'm here to save the whole industry. Say. Well, goddamn it, he right.
Damn, he did say that shit.
He did.
And
he
you're both gonna see this in the movie theater.
I don't know, because I don't believe this score, him. It feels like a lie. Yeah. But no way.
But you feel like you need to see it, not because of how.
I mean, do I? If you're asking, do I have the need for Skeet?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Goodbye.
High five.
Yes.
Oh no.
Definitely got the need for Speed, but yes. I don't know.
Well, this it is also a, feels a like beautiful if, friendship.
It also feels like the only way to watch it would have to be in a theater.
Right.
Like like whatever it is about big ass airplanes fighting in the sky is not going to hit the same on your home TV.
And that's not the dialogue that you're going to see.
I mean, well, of course, the gay sex, but other than that, I mean,
football, they call it football this time.
Yeah, football.
You know what? Somebody said in the, I think it was the Keith and Girl chat we do on Wednesdays, said that they liked, what they liked about the movie was that the talking about the technical stuff of the planes. And I'm like, they didn't tell you anything. Can you fucking imagine? I'm sitting there watching a movie and they're explaining the technical shit of a plane. They said, we have the old ships, this country we don't know who we're fighting. They have a version 5.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that's real. You didn't learn technical shit about planes.
Mm-mm.
Why does it bother me? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise actually knows, because he actually has his license. They had to tell Tom Cruise, no, we can't let you fly up a $1 billion jet by yourself. Somebody has to be behind you the whole time, like behind them to actually control it, because he wanted to do that shit solo. They was like, no,
but
sir,
you know they let him anyway. They let him in whatever way they could, but they let him. At the end of the day, he did what he wanted, right?
They're like one barrel roll time before we cut. Go ahead.
That's all we're giving you.
And he did too. The second was for Maverick. This guy, still doesn't like authority. Okay, he won't
again.
Listen.
Still
again.
But when he's right, he's right.
20 years in the game, still don't fuck with authority.
Nope. Come on.
Did he run?
Yeah. Honest to God, yes.
Okay.
Twice, one.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. No more. Don't tell me anything else.
You caught me with the run. Like, if he's not running, I'm not watching.
We'll talk about this in 2 weeks after I've seen.
Okay. You'll see in football he runs. Don't worry. There's a better running coming.
Holy shit. He runs twice. Oh
yeah.
Okay. He outruns everybody. There's nobody trying to keep up with him, right?
Maybe an airplane, and he's got to outrun.
Oh shit! Let's go. Room, baby. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was based on Dustin only being with one person, his wife, his entire life.
How fun would it be during KTG week if one night we just all watched a movie together and we're able to yell at the screen?
That would
like,
be nice.
Like, no one will be upset if people talk through the movie.
I do it all the time.
Like, in person.
In person, yes. In person, and you're just yelling at the screen, whatever thoughts you have, who gives a shit.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you probably can do that now after the pandemic. They ain't making no money. Right. If you tell them, like, listen, we're going to have 10 people coming.
We rent a place and we watch a movie together.
Oh, yeah.
We've done it with Keith's movie together, and It's kind of like movie night that we've been doing virtually, but like everyone shout. Just shout your thoughts.
That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
The poll
I'm just getting excited because I think this April we'll finally be able to do it.
Kyle's texting me that she'll be there. The poll was...
At least she told you this time.
Oh, my God. How many people have you had sex with was the poll? Your choices being 0, 1, 2 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 50, 51 and over. We don't want to embarrass
I can't believe
people.
That Keith accepted this poll as written from me. He accepted the numbers, the poll, all of it.
Well, the numbers, like, it could get tricky. Like, at first, you might have been, like, 2 through 10, 10 through 20. Now we got a mess. But you obviously took the time to think about it. And how am I going to say count. No to that? And count? Okay, 1 and 12 to? No. Like, that had to take a second. And I appreciate
you know, some people don't count full. And, you know, sometimes you get half points.
Yeah. And then I'm called, like, the grammar Nazi of numbers. I don't need this shit.
I'm glad I did good.
You did very
well. I was very curious about this. And I have to admit, the numbers were way... I'm going to say way, way lower than I thought. Way lower.
48%, the majority, 2 to 10 people, our audience. Now, some little interesting facts. The second place was 11 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you're messing around in the 20, 30, 40 range, you're most likely over 50.
What do you mean?
I can see that because you've lived long enough. Yeah.
I see 3%, 21 to 30, no one 31 to 40, no one 41 to 50, 51 and over, 15%.
Huh.
And guess how many?
51 and over sounds like they just rounded up. They're like, I don't know, man. It's probably.
I lost 50. Count.
Like, I stopped counting around like 37. So let's just go with 50.
You have to assume. Guess how many virgins are Keith and the Girl listeners?
On Reddit, there's one.
Oh, on our forums? None.
Huh.
There's no virgins. Everybody's... What about the asexual people?
They're fucking.
Wow.
They're still fucking.
Maybe that's how they found out.
That's how they know. Like, I'd really rather be...
Hey, you know what? You know what? This is like
enough of this bullshit.
Boring. I could be doing something else.
They said this would be fun.
They promised guaranteed. Me a good time. They lied.
Like, every time we talk about sex, we're like, no, this is the best. Whatever you ate, whatever country you visited, whatever, sex is the best. And then you're asexual and you're like, I guess it'll kick in. And it's like,
yeah, true.
You guys were lying. I would rather have a lollipop right now. Thank you.
Yes.
I'd rather have a coffee. Also,
I love when him to ask him about being married to the getting married so young and just waiting to have sex. And then she's like, she's like, so what was it like? And he's like, I mean, we were probably terrible at it. It was good. And then she, you hit him with like the, yeah, no shit. And it's like, wait, you asked him that. You set him up.
You know what? For like, and I was surprised at myself that I didn't kind of pursue that side of it further. And I'm surprised that nobody said that either. But it really, aside from, you know, saving it for marriage, which I am actually against. Right. I'm not just like, nah, you can't. I'm against that. That is not a good idea. But aside from that, it seemed really, really sweet that they were the only two. Like, it just seemed like you don't always get that experience of we're both inexperienced. So that seems interesting.
How do they know if they get better? You know what I mean?
It feels better, I guess.
I guess. I would need to compare and know if you're worth it.
So you would need to know. I understand that. And the thing about it, depending on the situation, it's like, well, is it good? I don't know. I guess like he said, you have literally nothing to compare it to. It's like you've eaten the same.
See, but I disagree because the first time I had sex, I was like, I get it. And it's not like. It's not like I didn't have better lovers or something like that. But if that was the only one, I still would get that sex is amazing. And we'll figure out what other people are talking about by doing those things.
Good. Yeah, I was like, is that it?
It does feel good on your penis.
It feels very good on your penis. But what's better? Is it better to just, you know, make food at home and you'll figure it out and get better and better, or buy a recipe book to compare?
My thing is,
this was a serious question.
Yes, of course. So are all of your questions. What do you think, Rod?
I was going to say, as the only person here that has had sex with just one person, right? Because me and Karen been together.
Since... I like that he just pointed at her.
this is the person over here. You can't see her. She's off camera. And
like, but... on my screen, you're pointing at me, but I think we all get it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just him then, Xerxes. He's off screen. You can't see it. But, I don't know. It's like, I do feel like if it's good to you, it's almost better to not try to go find something. Like, what would I be winning by being like, and you know what? It was even better out there. Like, okay, right, like, so throwing this shit away, fuck my life. Like, no, now at this point, it's like I'm pot committed. I'd rather not know if there's a, you know what's better than weed? Crack cocaine. Yeah, I'm good.
I don't want the crack.
I'm gonna stick with the weed, bro.
Yeah, we all meant as, you know, slowly as time goes by, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You start with low doses. Right.
Yeah.
And gradually build up.
Karen, was that ever a worry for you that he would maybe like one day go, hey, I didn't have this experience? It doesn't seem like that's ever been an issue, but... Since I didn't ask Dustin, I thought I'd ask you.
I'm writing a book. It's called How to Date Karen.
That's going to be an interesting book. I want to read it.
Except mine's going to be really judgy.
That was
the first chapter.
Right?
You're whores.
I think his book sounds fantastic.
I love right? it. No, yeah. I love the idea. It's when people have asked us to do relationship advice and we never wanted to. And
we don't know what the hell we doing.
And it's literally for the exact concept he said, which is I know how to be married to my wife. Mm-hmm. I don't know shit about these people y'all fucking. I don't know these people.
Because y'all be falling out about stuff that me and Roger joke about. Like we joke.
People tell me like, hey man, isn't it boring or something? I'm like, no, I'm having time of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, but that seems like a thing no advice can change for you. If coming home every night is boring to you,
right?
Hey, man, it's not boring to me. Well, this is some shitty advice.
But meanwhile, like, is TV not boring for this person? Like, how is that the same thing over and over again? Like, is pizza gonna be boring? Like, come on.
Yeah,
there's some things.
Do whatever y'all want to do, man. I don't care.
But please stop stopping Karen from answering.
I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No problem. I think for me, I was very scared and afraid because I was like, I was like, are you sure? And see, I was the aggressor. Like, I'm the one that was like, I know what I want. So I went after him. And so, you know, for me, I was like, are you sure? You're positive. Because, you know, it's one of those things, like, once you cross that, I can't take it back. So I wanted to be sure that he was sure and he felt comfortable.
That's nice.
I think I'm one of those things. I don't know what the term is, but I'm definitely one of those sexual terms where it's like, I don't want to be with fuck everybody or whatever. You know, I forget the exact name, but where it's just like, no, I'm good here. This is I wanted to be with somebody and I want to really know them and like them and. Like,
is
I don't get the concept
of
like,
because
hate
I
fuck.
I think there's a lot more people like that than we know of, and a lot more guys like that because they've been given this thing where they just want to fuck everyone. And Keith, we're not looking at you. We understand that you've had some fun, but I did not
round up Rod.
51 plus.
And I think there's some people who just, that's actually not very pleasing to do stranger things, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot nicer to know someone. I think both things exist.
It's just so antithetical to being a dude, you know? Right. So it's like, when I'm sure there's other guys, but I've never met them. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm just like, yeah, man, I think the term's demisexual. That's the term.
Really?
Because someone's written into the show before and told me, like, Rod, you sound like a demisexual. I was like, okay, all right. That sounds good to me, whatever y'all want to call it. But
that's so weird because it sounds like you can have the same libido, like the same level of want.
Yeah, I don't.
Just a different want. Demi means like you're not as sexual, doesn't it?
Like a demi-glaze.
The way they made it sound like you just have to be like really into the person, which I always thought was just normal. But I guess that's not normal.
That's very sweet.
Okay, apparently that's not normal.
Apparently it's not.
Q&A. Hello.
Like whenever someone would say like, man, you know, I would hate fuck this person. I'd be like, what? Why would you?
I was like,
why would you ever want to make a person like that feel anything good? Fuck that person for the bad way, not the good way.
Keith, would you care to?
Well, I was just looking up.
Would you care to share the feelings that you are so good at?
I'm seeing the book, How to Stay Married to Micah. And he writes, wake her up nicely with a hello, dumb bitch. She will respond with, hey, you broke fatso. Ready to start the day, cunt? Okay. So that I'm interested in this. Yeah,
makes sense. I'm gonna read that chapter.
All right. Yes, me too. Me too. I'll go check it out. Get it off the shelves. Okay, ATG episode 3544, Teachbot with Shalewa Sharp.
Mm-hmm. Now, who knows where I got Teachbot from?
From Keith talking to the texter, and Shalewa said it would be a class that he would be teaching them how to do better texting to scam people
for this show. Yes, but Miss Teachbox Pot, do you remember?
You said it five Bojack different ways, Horseman? So it's hard to remember. Yes. Oh, he
Bojack
got it.
Bojack Horseman. She was in one episode.
So when we do the Bojack Horseman trivia night for KTG, I want to be on him this team.
Y'all gonna sweep and win. One thing I love about Shalewa. She's so laid back. And, I want to ask Shalewa, does anything excite her? Because, like, her voice is just so, it's like, she could be stressed out and she would be so laid back. You'd be like, it's an emergency, but your tone sounds like nothing's really happening around you.
At my age, what am I going to do? Put out the fire?
But she's always been that age, though. It's funny. And she's our age. She's not any different.
She's always like, whenever it's like, how you doing, Shalewa? It's always like, I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. She always sound like she's 85.
I'm okay. You want to hang out with her, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you have a chance to see her live, it's so pleasant. You'll have a great night. It's so fun.
Was she the asshole? And was she an asshole?
But I like assholes, so obviously.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine in what way?
I almost didn't want to ask. I mean, what, are you going to spoil it for me now? Like, oh, fuck. Just lie.
No, she's not. I like the fact that Keith gets to the point and he makes the scammers mad. And so I am here for that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm trying to do them a favor. Let's skip to the end. Let's go. How do I give you crypto? For being in love, because I'm a dumb cuck. How do I do that? Please. Like, fuck you. Please. I would have made it easy.
I've done that before, too. I do it sometimes with the political people that text. Like, I don't even know how to get my number, but they text me from the wrong party. It's like, Trump is back up for election in 2024. And I'm just like, oh, word, because I'm a black guy. Like, let's just go ahead and get right into this. Let's talk about it.
Win my vote. And like, no, that's not going to happen at all. I am one of the people that love to do things on their own and by themselves. Because you talk about how people kind of go out and do things on their own. I will go out to eat by myself, go out to the movies by myself, go walking by myself.
That's because you talk to everyone. Am I right?
Yeah, it's never by yourself.
Yes.
I'm the one who goes out and does stuff by himself with his headphones in.
I'm the one. I will talk to everybody and everything. Yes, I will. I think I drive Roger crazy because he's used to me now. Where he just be like, okay, I guess we're doing this. I'm like, yes, you are. Because I came. You should have left me at home if you didn't want to talk to the cashier, sir.
Do you both do things by yourself?
Sometimes, like, but it just, in the pandemic, it's a little bit different because I feel like an outing now is like a group venture. Like, it's like, listen, we need to leave the house.
We've been in here for 5 days. Let's go outside.
But I'm normally the one that does stuff by themselves, you know, where I'm just like, hey, I'm going to the store or whatever. I'm going, but those are the adventures now. It's not, you know, going to the movies the thing, by myself.
I'm glad you said, because coming out of the pandemic, like starting to step outside, it feels weird not to invite your partner who's been really so partnered up with you mm-hmm. for 2 years where
right.
I knew when he was in the bathroom. I knew when, like, right. it's you're just everywhere together and everything is together. And if one of you goes out, you're both at risk. And if one mm-hmm. of you goes out, it's like you said, like, well, we haven't been out. So why wouldn't I come? And so now I'm starting to, like, I made a plan with someone without him, which was yeah. like, felt like a big deal, you know, but I'm trying to even calls, you know, calls like we're in the same room. So it's like, I'm going to go outside and take a call. Even though, but like, I don't mind if you're listening, but, you know, we have to have some kind of separateness. This other person has to be having a conversation with me alone. And like, it feels weird. And I want to hear from other couples about that, that codependency that we now have to sort of undo.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, even now when I'll be like, I'm going to head out to the store real quick and run some errands. You good? You know, like, it's like, yeah. it's like that. I won't be a dick because yeah, I wasn't yeah, planning yeah. on you coming, but I'm not planning on you coming. Just
right.
Whatever is not offensive to you.
Xerxes goes, do you need any company? I'm like, no, I think you're supposed to stay here. Like, I think
this is like what they call time apart, apparently.
Yeah. And part of it is like, let's divide and conquer. Let's not both go to the supermarket. That's right. a waste of one of our time. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, now I'm making you do the errand. I'm like, no, this will happen a lot faster if I go to the supermarket. Just shit right. like that. Like, let's do things by ourselves and see if that feels good. But man, it's weird. In July, I'm going to take a couple days to myself, like out camping. And, right. And just because I know before this pandemic, it was really important for me to be alone here and again, even when I was living alone, I still needed to go away alone. So even though it feels weird and uncomfortable, I am making that plan to do it because I know it's right.
And earlier this year, I did like 3 months alone. So I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think I've saved up for the year. Like, yeah. you want to go do some codependent shit? Let's just go be codependent for a minute.
That was a real transition. I think that kind of helped break that because I know it might sound weird, but me and Roger got married with 22, 23. So most of my adult life has been us. So for me, this is when he went up to New York, that was the first time I can quote unquote live by my own and by myself, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And
yes.
so now that was a transition. Like I had to get used to, okay, it's just me. Nobody's here but me. I'm used to being by myself, so it didn't really bother me, but it was just getting used to, oh, okay, there's nothing else moving. Cause you know, when you don't have pets or anything like that, you're the only thing moving in the house.
Yeah. And there's nothing else that like I had to remember. Xerxes went away for 2 days and I had to remember that he's not going to walk in on me. And there's yes. nothing to walk in on. There really isn't. But
I kept looking up like Roger's going to walk into the room. Yes. Okay, Ken, you know he's not going to walk into the room, but yes. I keep looking up like I'm going to look up and he's going to say, ta-da!
Yes. And I had to like remind, like, he's not here. You should do A, B, and C. You should sing very loud, very, very loud. Play music without headphones, you know, things that I'm so used to doing. Like, no, it actually sounds good in my headphones now. No, purposefully do it without headphones
yes,
on.
Yes, because you're not disturbing anybody or yes. bothering anyone. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. I like him being back because my cook is back in the house, baby. Because I was tearing that air fryer up. Fuck a stove. I'm not turning no stove on and boiling pots and pans. It was air fryer, grilled cheese. I was air frying every motherfucking thing. Air frying pizza. I was like, no to the stove, not to my cook come back.
It's dirtier than a cast iron.
Yes. We did have a recall on our air fryer, so we had to get a new one. Hmm. So it's probably for the best because it probably was going to burn us up. I didn't know Karen was overusing it that much.
I was using that bitch. I was like, come on, let's go. Oh, and one last thing, the voicemail was bananas.
Oh my God.
I heard that voicemail. I was like, oh my God. What MAGA person done caught their number and called in? What is happening?
Newsy shocked us with that, and we were there originally. I was like, holy shit. He left that and then pressed the numbers. When you press the numbers at the end, it says, do you want to delete it? So he's like, let me see what my options are. Send. Would you like
he sounded
this?
So smug.
Yeah, he's so sure. Yeah.
He's, oh, there's a consent. And I'm sure him to knows. when she was 13, she wanted to fuck a 40-year-old man.
I'm like, no,
like every other 13-year-old girl. Duh.
No.
And then
that's ancient to you at that age.
I believe this guy is that he went by Coconut on our forums. His girlfriend, long story short, we talked about this on Newsy Show the other week. But oh my God, that was none of us. That was freaky as shit. Oh my God, there he is.
He's going to walk in on you.
The ghost.
Check on him. What was I saying? So this girl came on and left a message to defend him like a 13-year-old. And I'm like, see, that's how stupid they are. And right. He's like, oh,
thanks
fuck.
For the evidence.
Yeah. And then, no joke, an FBI agent contacted us, asked about his info. I just said, well, I just know this email address. And later, same address, FBI, ordered something from the Keith McGrone store. And I'm like, oh, nice. I think they're really on the case. That's good. Haven't heard from them since.
You're going to get them one of these days.
Haven't heard from the Coconut since.
Wonder why.
When they knocked on his door, they're like, hey, all you assholes.
Come listen to us.
Is
that the theme song?
And then the cop story kept changing about the school shooting, which is bananas. Yeah. I was watching a true crime documentary, and you know how they always like cut to the cops like between every like reenactment?
Yeah.
And they were doing the interrogation reenactment, and they cut to a real cop, and he was like, you know, whenever the truth never changes, so when a person's story keeps changing, it means they're guilty.
Sure.
And I was like, these cops have changed their story
right
every day for the last 2 weeks. Somebody lying. Somebody fucked up somewhere.
Somebody lying, because the woman that went in and got her two kids, you know, she was saying that the police told her they was going to harass her. She was like, I don't care, I'm speaking out anyway. And they told me they was going to harass me. She was like, y'all ain't doing nothing.
You say harass. Is that a cute way of saying arrest?
Well, they did arrest her. They harassed her afterwards. Mm-hmm. And they've been on her trying to make her not talk to the media.
Oh, I see.
And a bunch of shit. Like, threatening her and stuff. Like,
Is she going to be on trial? Like, is this sticking?
They haven't
Can you
arrested
imagine?
Her yet.
There's no way.
But she's saying that they're harassing her, telling her not to speak to the media or they will go after her.
She's bold, and we need to give her a lot of credit. This is a lot of standing up for yourself just to try to take care of your kids, which they were supposed to do. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not doing stand-up yet, but I'm texting Hannibal to look into this. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. He'll be on top of the case.
They were just waiting for the perfect time to go in, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Had to be precise.
Double dutching. We have to come in between the bullets stopping.
Hold.
There's got to be divorces. 40 cops doing nothing. There's got to be a couple divorces, you hope.
Yeah,
that's your optimism because I think they're going home and if they are married and they are married to women, whoever they're married to, most likely women.
They're married to women. Come to stop it.
I think the women are like, I'm glad you're still alive. Fuck everyone.
One of the cops is really woke though. He's like, first of all, gender as a construct is some bullshit. So I wanted to go in, but
I wanted everyone to save themselves because they're all strong.
I threw in a couple of Bell Hooks books and just waited to see if he would read them. And it took a while.
It took a while, apparently. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, are you fine with going to a public event, party, movies, restaurant by yourself? 3% said no. I thought everybody said no. I thought I was the weirdo going to a movie by myself. I remember always being made fun of that. Like, really? You do? People would rate us and say, I finally did it. I went out by myself. Feels good. Apparently, everybody was fixed. You know what? Our show is getting things done. I love it.
Shout out to the pandemic.
Yeah, I think the pandemic has caused a lot of people to be like, fuck it. I'm not waiting on nobody. And for a lot of people to go, I want to go out, but I don't want to go out like in risk anything, so I'll just go up by myself, so it's just me.
Right. Oh yeah.
So I think it's causing a lot of people to be bold enough to like do something by themselves versus before you always went with everybody
in the pandemic. Like going out in a group now might be looked at a little differently because now it's as risky as these motherfuckers. So if I go out by myself, I know what I've been doing.
Correct.
Right.
That's a good point.
And I can control it almost. Like you quote unquote can't control it, but you go, well, I know I'm wearing a mask. Like, so, and I can leave when I want to leave, you know, so.
Right. You can pull up to the grocery store, see too many people in the parking lot and turn around.
Like we do.
But if you're with somebody else, it's like, fuck, I gotta go to the grocery store.
Yeah. On Reddit, there were only 3 people who said no.
3, and then, yeah.
I wonder if those 3 are the same 3 people, and now they're the shooters.
Well, the other one's even less. The other one I see is 3%. But yeah, who knows? Who knows?
The rest of us are going. The rest of us don't have a problem going in public with these guys. Watch them.
There's also a special Chalet with Sharp thread on the Reddit after you know, we posted this show. Just Chalet with Sharp. Every word she says is golden, and people seem to love her. There's comments on that thread just like Chalet is just golden.
Yeah,
she's the best. Does
even when she's like roasting you, it's fine. Oh, yeah. She was kind of razzing Keith a little bit. Like sometimes Keith will say something and she'll be like, let's go with that idea. And you're like, oh, shit. So you think this is happening? I'm like, oh, this is even funnier.
I guess it surprised me, but you're right. It's from the pandemic, I bet.
I think so, too. KATG, episode 3545, Red Table Talk, no guests. Mm-hmm. Himda, 2 years of OMAD. How do you feel? Congratulations.
Limber, but she doesn't want to rub it in your face.
I'm not limber. I ought to be doing OMAD.
Just for the record, there's only 1 minute of yoga. So, but I think it does make a difference. And I think having 2 years of OMAD Club is amazing. OMAD program is also in your VIP package if you want to do it by yourself. But it's building this community. Like there are people who meet a lot. There are new people who come and like make friends. But aside from that, this thing, this information that I've collected is now being put out there. And I think it's being useful. And that makes me feel like I'm so excited every single day about it. And it's going to grow. I have more coming. Stay tuned. Oh, and join for free.
Oh, snap now. You guys talked about camping and forgetting everything. I was like, I don't know if this camping thing is all that is cracked out to be. Right. Sound like you leave everything at the house.
Raccoons are taking your meds. That doesn't sound fun.
Right. Playing hide and seek with them.
And they're so cute. And like, they're so people looking. Like, they just look like little people. And they're just...
They're very smart.
They're like, I'm over here. It's cool to be over here, right? And we're like, no. And they go, really? It's all these things are happening.
But they're wearing the robber's mask.
Yeah. Right. We have some out here that come. We see them on our Ring doorbell. Mm-hmm. They come and check the trash at night to see if people have left trash in there. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, try to eat it and throw it all around the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Hopefully you have smart neighbors. Who don't leave trash up there at night. And sometimes you have stupid neighbors who do. But they do look adorable.
They are.
But
I don't want them near me. But
I've seen videos of them like attacking people. And I'm always like, oh, that's right. I'm a person. I don't want it with like a well-motivated bird. You know what I mean? Like, like all this shit is scary to me if it turned on you, you know?
I don't even like to mess with the wood bees. I'm good on that. The big old bees that look like they knock on your front door. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah. Too. The honeybees that don't sting. Yeah. Those are scary.
All bees are scary. All things are, they're all scary. They're I don't know how I'm so cool with it. Like, during camping, I'm like, oh, there's a caterpillar on my shirt. Usually it'd be like, holy fuck.
Right?
I'm just going to remove you. Only camping. Once I'm back home, I'm like, why is this spider here?
Right. That's why I don't think I can do camping. I don't think I can turn it off, man. I'd just be fucking up the camping trip the whole time.
I'd be like an animal that can't speak. No, thank you.
They're like, let's sit on this log and sing songs. I'm like, let's check the log for snakes first.
Is it bugs? Is there ants here? Am I going to get bit? I'd be constantly spraying myself. Y'all be like, if y'all don't get this bitch out of here.
A fucking bear? You saw a bear.
Yeah, that
was
scary.
You saw a bear.
That was very scary.
I saw a beaver on the side of the street and I was in my car and I got a little scared. I was like, oh shit, what was I supposed to do? Oh no, it's fine, it's gone now, it's gone.
I don't know if you was with me or not, but we was going down the road and a deer was crossing the street and he stopped and he froze. And we just had a stare off. I stared at him. I was like, look, I move when you move because I don't know what you're going to do. Just and like I'm not trying to have you fuck my car.
One time I saw a buck deer. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The big ones with the horns. Mm-hmm. What the fuck, man? That shit is scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll because if they decide, up. Yeah, they if they decide to hit your car, a lot of the people upstate have deer insurance because the deer will fuck up your car.
And he saw that deer that. Sign, and he said, "Falling rocks." And they're like, "Yeah, you're fine.
I didn't, you know, I didn't know deer insurance was a thing because my friend oughta had that because she was going down the road and the deer just came out of nowhere and just hit the side of her car and fucked it up.
The only deer insurance she needs is an AR-15. Fully automatic. What? 12 cases of bullets.
That's not gonna take care of your car.
it's the only way.
Mm-mm. What were you gonna say, Hamd? I'm sorry.
I forgot, but that's okay. It's probably forgettable.
Describing drugs as hella fire should be illegal. That is not a good description of drugs. No.
That's why you need to legalize so people won't be able to go, this is hot fire.
Because they don't do that with the legal drugs. That's like right. When they give Xerxes the blood pressure medicine and they're like, what you want? You want that indica kush? You want right. that hell of fire?
Well, I'll tell you this. Keith is very disappointed by edibles. We got him the edibles that we believe can fuck anybody up. Here's the challenge. Keith takes one. If after an hour, and I think it kicks in faster, this one, if after an hour you're like, you can officially call yourself a pothead.
Wow.
Then you, because wow, Keith, you've gotten to a level that we did not know you've gotten
this
to.
This didn't happen yet. I'm just well, saying, we'll I'm hearing a tone. And no, wow, no, Keith. I'm just,
wow.
No, I am a
you got a problem, pass yourself in trouble.
Because I will be like, Jesus, you ever judged me? Holy cow. I mean, that's how I'll be like.
she don't want an apology.
It's not even in my fucking house yet.
On the 60-minute mark, she's like, Keith, would you like to say something to me?
If you can I'm type, just saying, sounds like you can. Jesus.
In 60 minutes, we could find out if you're one of us. That's all I'm saying. We're inviting you to the club at the end of this.
Part of the crew.
Because I am. I do agree with you. The dosage isn't right yet. And the, you know, even the strains are not 100% yet. So that's very frustrating. And I think all of this should be very measured and checked on. But we found something. And I want to give it to you.
All right. What's the name of it?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Hot fire?
Hell of fire?
Fucking do this and enjoy.
A picture of a flame on it.
I also, when I was saying how I was popping these $100 rings, you know, the gummy rings, and it wasn't really doing nothing, I also saw
100
dose rings. Ring? Huh?
100 milligram rings?
What did I say? Did I eat money? Yeah, I was eating $100. It was $100 each, so it was very frustrating.
We thought it was $100 worth.
Honestly, if it was $100 each and you don't get high, you should go kill that person.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a thief.
Yes.
I also took chocolate mushrooms, whatever the fuck that means, and it didn't do a thing. Didn't do a fucking thing.
The chocolate mushrooms, that's what they served us at PF Kitchen with Mike Kaplan. Yeah? Right. And they called them wings.
Fair enough. You guys on this episode talk about Will and Jada Smith. They are a very hot button topic for a lot of people. And it's funny though, because I think Jada gets blamed no matter what. Like, I think people just don't like her and they won't admit it that they don't like her. And so anytime she opens up her mouth, everybody just attacks her. And I'm like,
well,
y'all
right now I get it, but everything that comes out of her mouth seems disingenuous.
And my thing is, if people are responding to her out of Will, she didn't go on stage. She didn't hit anybody. She didn't smack anybody. So it's right. Like, I understand you don't like her, but I feel like they're taking everything and meshing it together because they see them as a unit. So they feel like anytime either one of them say anything, it's attack mode. But I'm going, well, y'all are actually mad at Will. Focus that on Will. She didn't go on the stage.
I got a little time. Honestly, not to brag, I got a little emotional strength in me to give her a little too. to what she's doing now, of course, is bringing up, I hope they both work it out, implying that I guess my husband was a little wrong slap, and that's too much. But Will Smith has to, and I'm also bringing this up on the show where I'm going to talk about people who says alopecia ruined their fucking life. That's a big statement you're making. No, I have a I have plenty more problem for Will. I don't want him to think he's not getting served. I got a big dinner for him. But at the same time, I got a couple sides that she can have. Don't act like it's everybody's fault. Somehow mine too, because I'm not evolved enough to whatever the fuck.
Well, I mean, you didn't get good hair the first time you watched it. So.
Right.
So I don't think you can.
It all comes down to Chris Rock's documentary.
Right. And also I think that I do understand people's response to her. But also, I do think for the fact that she said, I think it's a lose-lose situation for her. She's also trying to sell a product. She's trying to sell you Facebook with whatever the thing she is. Mm-hmm. Red Table Talk. That's what she's trying to sell people. And so her bringing that up is part of the scam, part of the scheme, part of what she's promoting.
I just feel like she feels pressure to have to say something, but honestly, nothing she can say would have been okay.
No, good enough.
There's just like only thing that's going be quote unquote okay is Will Smith explaining that shit at some point, and whatever Chris Rock says after that will determine more for people, but there's nothing she can say anyway.
But what she is saying also, I think, is why doesn't Chris Rock just come on our show and we talk about it? That's beyond rude.
But yeah, I don't think she said that though.
I think she's implying that. Where would she rather do it? They do it at a restaurant? No, she'd rather sit down and do it here. Like she brings up every fucking
story. I think it doesn't matter. Because I think, well, as a person that has watched that show, if she wanted him to come, she'd be like, we need to bring him to the table or something like that. I don't think she expects him to come to that show. I don't think they've talked. It sounds like Chris Rock's like, man, fuck them. And I completely understand and agree with that.
Me too.
So, I don't think she'd turn it down, but I didn't come away with an expectation of like one of these episodes, they're going to have Chris Rock on.
Yeah. And
I think even her saying that statement is as if he's turning them down without an actual invitation so that she can still, and they could still look like the better people. Like, obviously there's an open invitation to our victim. Like, that's not a way
once
to
again,
do
you're,
also,
you're saying
you said
our.
She doesn't have any, and nothing that she can say. She can't say anything that will make it better. Then don't say that half-stepping, that don't half say it, pretend you didn't say it. Don't say it.
And it is our,
victim.
It is.
And it's Will's victim. It just seems
she's
like
the one talking to the victim.
Yeah. Well, she's addressing the question that everyone wants to know from her. And they're like, what do you think, Jada? And she's like, I hope they can work it out. That's essentially what her whole thing
then
was.
Said Rod in the same point. Then immediately said, meanwhile, me and Will will try to keep navigating this thing we call life. That's the word our. Thank you.
Yeah, they will continue to navigate what they call life because they're the ones that are married. But she didn't hit that man. Like it's, I get why she addressed it because it's a pertinent question. It's been two Red Table Talks since it happened. It's the only question everyone wants to know in the comments. But she's never going to, she literally can't have a good answer for that.
Then don't do
Will's
it.
The only one that could do
then
it.
Then don't do it. But you did it when you had a show on alopecia. You could just have a show on alopecia if you want. You deliberately put those two things together.
You
got to
capitalize on the pandemonium, man.
You have to capitalize.
Are you capitalizing on that?
You got to capitalize on it, guys. Okay. Whenever you have the spotlight on you, so you can finally talk about alopecia. Mm-hmm. Now everybody was going to listen because she's talked about it before. No one gave a fuck. And now everybody's like, oh, it's an alopecia thing. Apparently pretty bad for some people. They got little girls killing themselves. All right, well, I learned a lesson. And it's Chris Rock's fault.
And just keep Chris Rock out of it then. Just do your alopecia show. Everybody would got the same point. She had to rub it in because she thinks she's smarter than everybody. She could have just let us make up, which would have been better. Oh, this is bad. Smith. Instead, you had to throw in this hippie bullshit.
And that's the thing. Everybody, and I do agree with you, Keith. Everybody wants to make their own thing up, which is fine. You know, make up your own fan fiction when it comes to it. But I think because she said anything, somebody's going to get mad. If she just said nothing at all, somebody would have gotten
mad. They've been mad for 2 weeks because she didn't say anything.
Right. So I don't think it's a win-win situation for her.
But do you notice that we're not getting mad at Chris Rock for not saying anything? And then he drops something about it. And we're like, oh, that's a, we get that. That's when you.
Well, he's the victim. It's clearly not, you know.
And we're not expecting him, but we're not expecting, she's the victim too. She has been made the victim is what you guys are saying, right? And I agree with that. And so you don't have to say anything as a victim, but when you do say it and you try to change the narrative as if you're not saying it, that's what makes us upset. And if they're doing it for money, that's fine too, but we're responding to what they're saying. If it's very calculated, then so is this answer and knowing that it's coming, because you're putting out fake bullshit. So Chris Rock has addressed it in the way that he wanted to, when he wanted to. And we never criticized anything like you have to say it or you have to say it better. But she said it as if it's like, what did I say? And that's really unnerving.
Well, Mermaid did criticize Chris Rock. So there are some people. There's two sides to everything.
Yeah. Let's all have a sit down.
Speaking of, I guess I want to say another hot mess. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial was a mess. It was a lot going on. It was a PR push. It was, who came out? New York Times or one of them newspapers came out and they were saying that they were actually paying.
The Daily Wire, which is a right wing publication. paid for online like propaganda against Amber Heard, which is like a very weird thing, because what the fuck does that have to do with what they do? It got very polarizing. A lot of Republican people picked up on it as like the end of the Me Too movement, and this is a statement against that. So then it became like a political thing. There's a lot of trolls. There's the people that love Johnny Depp. I would recommend to a lot of people to check out this podcast called On the Media. And it's an episode called How the Media Failed Amber Heard or something like that. And they really break down how it went. And I was a lot like Hemda, where I just tuned out because I was like, oh, this just sounds messy. Mm-hmm. Sounds like two white people that like shouldn't have been together, that had a toxic relationship.
Tell me if she shot in the bed or not. You never figured that out.
It was that kind of stuff. And then when I listened to On the Media and they like broke down how the conversation became about shitting in the bed and stuff like that, it was like, fuck, I might have dropped the ball. I didn't pay attention to any of this. And it sounds like this may set some type of precedent where if someone is abused and they talk about their abuse and you can figure out, you can infer, because you don't even have to say who it was. You can infer who it was. That person can sue them for defamation and win. That is a weird precedent. And especially that person, Johnny Depp, lost overseas, but won here, says it just speaks volumes. I kind of dropped the ball because I didn't follow it.
Well, the jury seemed pretty stupid is the way I understand it, where they came out and said that the judge had to say, yeah, so we gave you a piece of paper that you say who gets how much money and damages, and you didn't fill out any of these lines. So with peace and love, go the fuck back, write down the... So they write down 50... Johnny Depp is owed $15 million, we're going to say. He wanted $50 million. That sounds like a lot of money to me. Then there's a line for Amber Heard, and they go, well, she should get something. I mean, $2 million. Yeah. She'll get $2 million. Yeah. The whole thing's goofy.
But also, as much as I didn't hear, you'd hear, and I, it's hard to comment because I really don't know it. But when I heard something like he said something on the stand that was this really awful joke and the jury laughed, I feel like if that was true, they should be dismissed.
Right.
Specifically that joke where it's like, oh, you guys think that's funny by this guy with what he's saying.
And like,
that's weird.
On the internet, a lot of people on social media were taking a lot of stuff from the trial out of context, and it became like memes against Amber Heard. And it was like really calculated and fucked up, you know? Because
she's completely innocent.
Well, to put it this way, there's like 11 confirmed times that he abused her that even in this trial, like those things did happen.
Now, as I understand it, she abused him too. Is that true?
At some point, she started fighting back. And people are like, oh, clearly this is abuse. It's like, have you seen the movie What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes.
I don't know. It's old, right?
Or Angela Bassett.
Anyway.
Oh, I can't. You can, oh, God, you can only watch it once, but.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So.
Wow.
At some point in the end of the movie, it's so crazy. At the end of the movie, like the final fight, the final abuse thing they have, she fights him in the back of a limo and gets out of the limo and then, you know, and it's this really heroic moment, right?
This is Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah, Ike and Tina Turner's like, she took all this abuse for years, but then she finally realized she had to stand up and fight back. And then and it's like this iconic, like, yeah, that's like she did that. And then in this story, it's like, this bitch,
right?
You just supposed to, you know, you're supposed to let him beat you for 4 years straight. I can't believe you had that nerve to start recording this shit and hitting back and all this stuff. So it's just, I don't know. They wanted to make it, and his defense team did a good job. And so did the people online. They've made it because it worked on me. They made it to where I was like, oh, they were just a messy couple. And it's like, oh, he would black out, say he was blacked out, abuse her, and then be like, I don't even remember what happened. And so she started fighting back, and now she's a bad guy.
All I knew is I saw that one violent video where he's, you know, pouring more wine, and she set up a camera. And I'm like, well, all I know... So this is a bad fucking dude. That's all I know. And
also, like, the stuff that happened with him on sets of movies.
Yes, they said say
the shit with his money. Like, it clearly was more than just this one relationship. He ruined a lot of working relationships and stuff because of his alcoholism. But this is the one place where everybody's like, not that. No, right. He might have spent all his money on wine and his financial people quit. And he might have blacked out on the set. But clearly, he would never do that in his personal life. Yeah, he's an innocent man.
He's selling paintings and buildings faster than Nicolas Cage. There's something to the drinking.
And she framed it all.
Yeah.
There was another meme. I don't know if you saw this one, Keith, but where they asked her on the stand, like, how come if you were being abused by this man, you had public appearances and you didn't look abused? And her lawyer held up a makeup thing to be like, this makeup, people, you can put concealer on, you can do a bunch of stuff with makeup to make it look like you weren't abused. People took a screenshot of that, sent it to the person that the company that makes the makeup and said, she's drawing you into her lies. She's saying you made this makeup and that's what she used to cover up the abuse. The fucking makeup company responds, we didn't make that brand of makeup until 2019.
Holy shit.
Making it seem like that was the literal case. That was, and so it became a meme of this bitch is lying. This makeup didn't even exist when she was getting beat. And stuff like that went viral, and it really helped shape public opinion.
I heard somebody tell me about that makeup thing. I'm like,
ain't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
He was talking about makeup in general, and it was like that particular brand of makeup.
Like he was holding up the case she used or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really follow it. I just knew that one video, and it's not going to affect my life.
What was the
poll? And there it is, the official sign.
I don't want to leave I don't want people to think I didn't have an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, Keith was pretty clear the whole time. Like, yeah, he did this shit. This is years ago.
Oh, yeah, he did that. Yeah,
honestly, it was when I listened to that episode and heard that clip, I was like, that sounded like an abusive ass dude. Mm-hmm. Like, what's up with that guy?
Yeah, and didn't nobody want to work with him. He used to be on like all the commercials. All of a sudden, he disappeared. I remember the last, what was it?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. They did. Because me and Roger was like, we didn't even know if he was in the movie because they promoted it without his face. Yeah,
they didn't put him in the trailer on purpose.
And then you go see it, you was like, the fuck is he doing in this movie? Literally, because he was like nowhere to be found. He wasn't anywhere. Yeah. I was like, I thought the dude was dead. What is happening here?
Yeah, I did remember that.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
They did that when Mel Gibson was in Hot Water. Time went by and he directed Hacksaw Ridge. They didn't mention that at all until it did good. And then they went, surprise, surprise! It's a Jew wife beater. Jew hater wife beater.
Like, surprise!
Well, it was good. It was good.
And the forgivey goes too.
Right.
Not the forgivey. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was Casablanca. Which Kendall recently saw, of course. Yay, nay, or never saw it. She gave it a nay. I remember it as a yay. I didn't see it too long ago.
I never seen it.
33%.
I saw it a long time ago and don't fucking remember, which sounds like
ain't it black and white?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's looking probably at you, kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just know the lines.
So looking at you, 13-year-old.
Thank you.
19.
I'm at 19. What did I say?
He just happened to be 45.
What did I say? $100 rope.
Casablanca, yay, 33%. Nay, 6%. Never saw it was the rest. Wow, a lot of people didn't see it. About 60% of people didn't see it.
That's a very old movie.
They had time.
I feel like they showed it in school.
No.
That'd be a cool school.
I feel like they showed it in school, man. I feel like I saw that, Sound of Music.
Now I remember Sound of Music.
All the Nazi movies?
Yeah. I was literally about to say Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So that was your education on World War II?
Basically. Because they were like, we can either teach or we can watch a movie.
We can play this for
I was like,
for
movie.
Well, let's wheel around, baby.
I saw Amadeus in school.
Really?
I was surprised they showed us that. Yeah, I was like, is he referring to titties right now? Because I'm in school.
Mm-hmm. See? Learning could be fun.
I think they were idiots and weren't paying attention. It was like, Amadeus, this is going to be very intellectual. And it was not.
Right. Yeah. And they didn't really question things back in the day. Like now they scrutinize everything till you play that today. Somebody would like do a TikTok of it and it'd go viral. Before
you could get sued.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have got sued then, but nobody.
Oh, shit.
Cared.
I saw West Side Story in school too. They didn't have nothing to do with Jewish people. Huh. So that was the one.
When you saw that West Side Story, you like, there's only one gun?
Fam.
In the whole fuck? Town, what's
there's one gun.
Johnny's got a heater, man.
Yeah.
Like, it was so weird.
Boy.
Now, that song is a bop. Where they snap that finger.
Boy, crazy boy.
Yes.
Just keep it cool, boy. Yes. Now, I'm not going to lie. Them was my jams now. But whitest shit ever, but them were my bops.
Sound of Music had way more bops, though.
Yes.
We're keeping it 100. Yeah. That was the shit. And then the one where they go to bed. So long, farewell. Avida, goodbye. The sun has gone to bed at summer's high. That was a shit.
Y'all know what? I have watched that movie umpteen times. You know, for the longest, I had no idea what was about the World War because I just don't think I paid
that heavily
much attention.
Features in the third act and the first two.
I never saw that.
I just didn't pay that shit no attention. Don't ask me why. All I know, she was in the field twirling. That's all I remember.
Well, where did you think that boyfriend was going to work?
I have no idea. I was like, okay, we're watching this movie again. Sure. That was it for my attention.
The guy
span.
Has whistle sounds for his kids. That's right. Fucking creepy. These movies are good. I am 16 going on 17. Fellas will fall in line.
Meanwhile, the parents wrote that whole song. That's what's weird about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're looking at you, kid.
Oh, no, I don't want that. You keep that. We're going to talk about last week on Keeping the Girl with Bianca. I realized that grave disease will send you to the grave, apparently, because it almost took Poe Bianca out of here. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, she was describing. I was like, that does not sound like that's fun at all.
Yeah, she's a real MVP.
A real trooper.
Honestly, I'd move everything briskly along if I was her. These shows would be 10 minutes. So you did some shows. Congratulations. Tell you what's going on with me.
I know. And on the low, Bianca be trying to keep up with us. I be looking like, briskly. This is over now. Well, Bianca, you trying to break your own record. What is happening here?
She keeps you guessing.
Yes. And I think Bianca getting all those tests to get new body parts. That's why they keep testing her. They're just going to replace her body parts.
They start with the bone marrow.
Yes, they'll just replace everything. And Bianca was talking about her boring weeks. I don't think you're going to outdo Newsy. You know, I know, you know, it's still boring for you, but nah.
Not for nothing. I didn't believe her.
I don't think she was sucking.
Yeah, I don't think she was sucking.
I don't think that was true. I think, you know, I think you're making it up.
Bianca, you know,
prove me wrong.
tape it.
Yeah. We need start our evidence. OnlyFans. Yes, we need evidence. I don't believe you. Oh, my last thing, Hemda talked about coming onto our show and how she was be bad at rapping in the intros.
The right. worst.
Oh, yeah.
And me too. And I'm on the show. I would be terrible.
That is true.
Like Roger would tell you.
I am
you,
the worst.
I don't know.
You think Karen's bad with the names, but
the rap trying to figure, trying to remember how the beat goes, it's not fun. Mm-mm. It's not fun at all. We actually stopped doing the raps.
Because everybody was crying about it. Good.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ. There's real problems in the world, guys. Just a rap. But fuck it.
Send anybody to with anxiety. And the last episode of the week is True and A. Smell Test.
Even his title.
Smell Test.
You never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes I do get envious because last week the title is already what the numbers of the show was. So it's like, oh, I wish we could have a clever, clever name, but then it would just fuck up the shows.
Right. Right. We put in the show numbers that we go over. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
last week, here's looking at you, kid. What the fuck are they talking about?
Who's looking at me? And why am I a kid? And I love the way Newsy fights the power with an attitude. Like, he gets an attitude with like the boss and man and the manager, and was like, you know what? I want to stick out. I want to be different. So I appreciate him.
Did he really quit?
Which like, job?
The waiter job.
Waiter job.
The food runner job.
Yeah.
Right now, no, he still has that job.
No, he has it because they said you can wear whatever shirt you want.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They relented.
His manager was like, fuck that. So he doesn't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm with that. And he talked about uniforms for work. You know what? I kind of like uniforms because then I know what the fuck I'm going to wear. Like, I don't have
That's a good point.
I could just wake up and be like, oh, I already know what I'm going to wear. I don't have to. I know it's going to be khakis, and a green shirt, the apron.
I think like, part of his fun in life is picking out what to wear.
Yeah.
I mean,
clearly.
In camping, he has different outfits for the different things we don't do. Like, guess how many things we do all day? Here's the sitting around portion. He's got the sitting around outfit. Then all of a sudden, he's in a different outfit because now he's whittling. So that's his whittling outfit. Like, he just makes shit up and there's an outfit. And yeah, so I think that's part of it. So you're taking away part of him.
Also, he's trying to get laid constantly.
True.
So the difference is you guys are demiglaze sexuals and you don't, you're right. Like, whatever, shit, brown pants, vomit, green shirt, who cares?
Yeah.
He cares.
Okay.
Yeah, he's A+.
Like a
sexual.
Peacock. You have to put your feathers out and let everybody know that you're out there.
Yes.
Just like, hey, here's the sign.
So I'm more of a Demi Moore sexual.
I see.
And my last thing, I want a segment.
Whoa. Demi Moore sexual. Is that because you're bald?
You motherfucker. I can slap this goddamn screen.
I'll explain more next season.
Oh.
I'm offended as a person with alopecia.
Yeah.
Somehow this is about me now.
This is emotional for me to see two of my favorite people argue. I don't know if I can take it. I have been triggered.
I don't like that I have to pick which two are her favorite people. I'm out of here.
No, I hear
I just
what you're
him
saying.
To stars, the next, my name is Hemda with, I just hope these two men can come together. That's so great.
Kyle's writing in. Me and Keith are going to keep navigating this crazy thing we call life.
Right. Well, listen, I'm down when the healing. When y'all ready to do the healing, let me know. I'll come on the show.
Let us know what's going to happen. Yes, yes. We're trying to say you're a product, and we want you to be in for the next season.
And I meant, what's my name? What's my name, y'all?
Yo, you said my name is him, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even hear it. I enjoyed it.
My bad.
I thought about that. What
a great show. You guys, yes. If you're on VIP, you should go listen to it. I have all the episodes in my feed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes randomly, it'll go to an old episode in the premium feed. And I listened to one where you talked to a survivor of domestic violence. And it was just so good. It was it was just introspective, and I don't know. You just kind of forget that stuff is there too.
Yes. And you know, one thing I can say about him is like, it's talking to her sometimes, I don't want to say it could be scary, but it's one of those things where you go, okay, how deep is she? How deep is she looking into me? Because it's like almost like you can read the energy that I'm letting know. So I was like, I don't know. Like, I'll answer them, but I'm like, I don't know how deep we're going to go with this conversation today.
I'm a very curious person.
There's nothing wrong with that. The last thing I want to talk about is Newsy needs a segment called Dudes and Butts. I am here for just a segment called
that. We don't have that?
That's the name of the show, isn't it?
20 minutes of the show.
Yes, just call really, it that.
It's Dudes actually, the A is chewing anal, Karen. A lot of people don't know that's what it stands for.
Chewing ass.
Chewing.
Well, we know. Well, we figured that out.
Oh my God! Please, Newsy, put something on Reddit that has like some sort of drawing of this. I don't know.
That's good. We like figured out what the A stands for.
I like after you get insulted, you have to draw it.
Yeah. I know that was very rude.
Him to do whatever you want. Now draw it. I did have one thing about you and A before we get out though, is I did have a similar situation with an invoice, which when you're a freelancer, you have to like write an invoice to like a company and shit.
Right.
Like it's so fucking weird. It sucks. Then the company has rules where they can be like, we pay in 90 days or whatever the fuck, mm-hmm. you know, which is like, that didn't sound like the deal you yeah. came to me with.
Right.
And I had the wrong fucking address. And I was emailing them like, what happened? Like, guys, I need the work. Where's the money? Right. And they were like, we sent the money. I was like, but it's not showing up. What's that? And I looked on the invoice and I had our old address and it was.
Isn't that great that you weren't like, the fuck, like you didn't turn.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You lying son of a bitch. Yeah, fuck you. We'll never work with you again.
I lied on my resume. I need this money.
Oh, wait. I said 28247.
Talk to you soon. Ah,
this
you
is
call
a
me.
Razor egg on my face.
I remember that. And it was hilarious because we had been looking at each other for weeks. I'm going, I don't know where it is. Me either. Everybody was like, the hell if I know.
And you feel like a sucker, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stay patient because I don't like yelling at people about money. But should I be doing something different? All I could be is myself. Here we go. I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to ask you again.
When you said on the show, him that you look in the mirror and still see like a 19-year-old. I'm same here. Mm-hmm. And it is like, what is the adult? How a person supposed to handle this as a business? Like, what am I supposed to say?
All right, that's not instruct. Give me the rule book.
Where's my motherfucking money? Doesn't seem like the right thing to say.
No,
so I know not to say that, but it is
your
what I'm
company.
Feeling.
I am 6'2" and I have exactly. a feeling for you. Where the
I think
fuck
where
is my money?
Motherfucking money is the same as per my last email. So I think I'll start with that.
The same tone. Everybody, I think we're going to wrap this up. This has been a beautiful week. We're back. They're back. So for those of you that missed them, you go, well, I'm lonely and I need them all. Keith and Hinder, you got plenty of them. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week could be Bianca.
Yep.
And I thank you, everybody, for being here. Keith and
watch
the girl.
Silent Trailers this Saturday.
Oh, my bad. Silent Trailers this Saturday.
Manscaped.com.
Then my glazed sexual means that a regular sexual is full glazed sexual. Get it?
I'm a Krispy Kreme sexual, but okay.
Yes, I'm a glazed sexual. I like that. KeithInTheCurve.com. I'm just so injured. I don't know what else to say, y'all.